Coca-Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Now
on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
512 News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. I'm Chris Bryant, Austin Price, Friday afternoon. Thanks a lot for letting us slide in that car with you today. We're going to be covering a lot of interesting things this coming hour. Of course, we'll be talking about the double bridge run happening tomorrow morning, starting off over at the Blue Wahoo Stadium and then eventually landing on the beach. We'll also talk about the number of stock markets coming up here, but the red lights, something I want to remind you about. You've had for the past, I guess, month, 30 days, something like that, Austin. Mm-hmm. They've been giving a kind of a trial, see if you could handle those red lights and quit running them. No, not really. They really had hundreds of people running the red lights. So tomorrow, starting tomorrow, it's the real deal. The game starts tomorrow. In other words, you run the red lights, it's going to cost you $158 to like $164.
Yeah.
Expensive little 7-second saver there.
Well, and so I remember when we were first talking about this, we had a texter drop in. If you ever want to drop in, by the way, 850-437-1620. Text us, let us know what's on your mind, or just let us know whatever's going on the roads. But someone even said, why is there a grace period? You know, because either way, you're running red lights. So why do you have a grace period? Shouldn't you try to nip this in the bud?
Yeah, I think what they do, they process.
If you heard a tumble, Chris just knocked something over. It's all right. Live radio, that's what happens.
Anyway, they process these, I guess, the photos and the plime to, and they go through the motions like they were going to issue the tickets.
Right.
But they don't.
All right. Well, criminals. You have been warned. The kid gloves are off. Just about 5:15 here. We'll get our first quick check of the roads and weather for you. This traffic and weather update brought to you by Executive Landscaping. You can call them today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Looking at the roads here, it doesn't look like many people have been running red lights because I'm not seeing any accidents. We do have congestion in our usual areas. I-10 traveling westbound passing the I-110 north ramp. Also, if you're traveling westbound on a 9-mile road towards Palafox Street. But outside of those few spots and a couple others like such as Navarre Parkway, traveling westbound towards Highway 87, there's not too much going on. As for the weather, we're sitting at 61 degrees. Tonight's low, 48. This weekend, we're going to see those temperatures creep up. No rain, though. Saturday's high is 65. Sunday's is 70.
Okay, so it's going to be in the 50s for the double bridge run forecast tomorrow morning. Runners will start off into some really nice temp. That's perfect running temperatures, actually.
Oh, I love that.
Just something else. Okay, let me just go ahead and jump head first here. Stocks ending down today amid the announcement that tariffs will be imposed starting tomorrow. Hillary Barsky has those numbers.
Stocks erasing morning gains and ending lower on this last day of trading for the month after the White House said that President Trump would put in place 25% tariffs on imports from Canada and Mexico and 10% tariffs on goods from China, which will take effect on Saturday. Most of the 11 S&P 500 sectors ending in the red, with tech the worst performer, while communication services gained. The Dow winners, Amazon, Microsoft, and Amgen. The Dow decliners, Chevron, Sherwin-Williams, and Goldman Sachs. The Dow falling 337 points, the Nasdaq lower by 54, S&P 500 down 31. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
I actually just had a texter drop in talking about the grace period at those red lights that we were just touching on, and someone else, and they made a pretty good point. They said you're working out the bugs in the red light camera system.
That's what we're talking about.
Yeah.
Going through the process of like, okay, they've captured the image, now they have to put it to the file, and now they have to send it to the car owner.
So we had a texter saying, why is there a grace period? And then we had another texter, a month later, saying, you know what? It could be to work out bugs. We've got a nice dialogue here in
absolutely,
our community.
Absolutely.
How great is that? One of our top headlines in the state here, wanted to once again remind you that Floridians who are using Medicaid will notice some changes starting tomorrow. The healthcare system will make adjustments to its health plan contracts. And as of last month, the State Agency of Healthcare Administration says about 3 million residents receive services through the managed care system. The agency has awarded contracts in 9 regions in the Sunshine State, which is 2 lower than the previous amount. And the new process will also automatically assign most Medicaid recipients to a managed care plan.
I used to watch a lot of AVP volleyball out on the West Coast. Love beach volleyball. Just love to watch it. Very, very athletic to do what these players do. Anyway, want to get to the story. 2025, the National Collegiate Beach Volleyball Championship, scheduled on May 2nd through 4th, now going to be played in Gulf Shores instead of Huntington Beach, California.
Really?
Yeah. The move is the result of the recent wildfires in SoCal. All of the hotel rooms, things like that, are going to displaced residents. So they don't want to take that away from the residents and having a place to stay. So they're moving the tournament. The move, of course, was already planned to be there this year in Huntington Beach. They'll do it in Alabama now. Last month, it was announced that the volleyball championship would be held in Gulf Shores from 2027 to 2031. This is a big deal. Yeah. This is the National Collegiate Beach Volleyball Championships going to be in Gulf Shores. So Huntington Beach still scheduled to host the 2026 championships. Then they make the move back over here to Gulf Shores. Way to go, Gulf Shores. Good job.
Good for you. No, attaboy.
No. Talk about economic development there, ladies and gentlemen.
That is.
There you go. That's a big injunction to that economy over there.
For sure. Just about 5:18 here. We'll take a quick break. When we return, Hamas set to release 3 hostages this weekend. We've been talking about how there is a developing negotiation. Seems like it's finally going to come to a head this weekend. So details on that and more coming up in just a few minutes.
Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
I want to thank all of our listeners who tune in to our daily Strength for Life segments here in Pensacola and across the country. Thank you for your emails. Thank you for your thoughtful feedback. Thank you for humbly letting God strengthen you through the principles of His Word and the power of His Spirit. If you're interested in more Strength for Life, please check out our YouTube channel. Our radio segments are only 60 seconds in length, but our YouTube video segments provide 4 to 5 minute videos of practical Bible content on topics such as overcoming jealousy, how to strengthen your marriage, and much more. Find our YouTube channel by searching Strength for Life Pensacola and be sure to subscribe. We produce fresh video content each week, which is certain to strengthen your walk with God and strengthen your relationship with others.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of Northstone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Electricity powers everything we do in Florida. You deserve a power company that delivers reliable electricity every single day. At FPL, our crews have undergrounded more power lines, installed stronger poles, and built a smarter, more resilient grid to deliver reliable electricity where you need it, when you need it. FPL, working for you every single day. See how at fpl.com/value.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked quite a bit about President Trump's press conference yesterday after the horrific crash at Reagan International Airport and the stuff that he said. Also talked about the move in the Florida legislature to take away in-state tuition for what they call Dreamers, illegal immigrants who were brought here as children. Remembering Bob Snow, the founder of Seville Quarter, who recently passed away, and the Transgressors Memorial Service. You can listen to all of these comments and discussions on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
Whether you want to start your education or advance your career, Pensacola State College is the place for you. Join the 92% of PSC students who graduate loan-free and select from over 100 programs, ranging from career certificates to baccalaureate degrees. In addition, Pensacola State has over 300 scholarships to choose from, including cybersecurity. Register today for spring semester. Go to pensacolastate.edu. That's pensacolastate.edu to learn more.
Email from school about the incident today.
Scary.
You know, teachers like me, parents, we don't always know as much as you guys do about what's going on with other kids.
Half the time, it's rumors.
Yeah, but if you're ever concerned about a friend who's having trouble with alcohol, prescription drugs, anything, you need to tell an adult, someone you know and trust. That can be hard, but speaking up about a problem is what helping a friend is all about.
For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
The cooler weather in Pensacola is a great time of the year for gardening. Whether it's planting roses, planting shrubs and trees in cool weather color, and of course, planning for spring. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got gardening questions, we've got answers on the News Radio Garden Line every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesdays, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9.
Sponsored by Pensacola Hardware.
Get the midday news live with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins, 11 to 2, before Guy Benson on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back
to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Brutal out here.
News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. Wouldn't touch that one with a 10-foot pole. One of those wild girl bands.
That's the thing. We had, what was it, Grassroots, Boss Gag, Steve Miller Band.
Right.
But that's Olivia Rodrigo. She's a current artist.
All right.
She's younger than me.
She rocks, man.
That just smacks me upside the head when I see celebrities of that status, and it's like, you know, you were born before them, right? I can't believe that.
All right. Mortgage rates, thinking about maybe buying that home or selling the home? Well, we're watching those numbers for you today. Mortgage News Daily has the average rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage 7.05%. Average rate on the 15-year fixed mortgage rate around 6.47%. And what has our former representative here in the state of Florida, Marco Rubio, been keeping up with him?
He's been a busy bee.
He sure has. The new Secretary of State has begun his first foreign trip since starting the job. Jonathan Savage says, he's telling us what he's up to.
Given President Donald Trump wants the United States to regain control of the Panama Canal, perhaps it's no surprise to see his top diplomat head off to Central America. But Panama's president is already shutting down the topic. José Raúl Mulino says he won't negotiate with Secretary of State Marco Rubio. He plans to talk about migration and drug trafficking instead. President Mulino adding, the canal belongs to Panama. Secretary Rubio will also visit Guatemala, El Salvador, and Costa Rica. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
Whatever happened to Greenland?
Yeah, that story like died right
away.
Where
did that go?
Yeah, I thought we were invading there. What gives?
I need a score sheet.
Real headlines. Time for real headlines.
All right, go ahead.
Yeah, the jokes aside, just in time for another quick check of the roads and weather here. Luckily, it's been a pretty smooth sailing evening. Thank you, everyone, for staying safe out there. Don't have too much going on. Do have some backups developing on I-10. This is if you are traveling eastbound. Perhaps just getting onto I-10 from Pine Forest Road. Have some backups there, but it's nothing too severe. Outside of that, it's just a couple of the usual spots. As for the weather, sitting at around 61 degrees, low of 48 tonight. Tomorrow and Sunday, actually going to see a bit of a temperature uptick, but luckily no rain. Saturday's high is 65, Sunday's high is 70.
Okay, Paper Park, open up in Cantonment now, 68-acre property there, and I got to tell you, Commissioner Stephen Berry, pretty happy about it.
The best day since I've been in office. The culmination of 3 years of work in partnership with International Paper, and now we get to see the fruits of those labors and those conversations, and to know that I've got already. Before officially, I guess, quote unquote, officially opening the park, and I've got hundreds of constituents, hundreds of people using it every day. It's just fantastic.
Yeah, it should be. It's on the corner of Highway 29 and Muskegee Road. I say that it should be simply because for years, the old IP golf course was an eyesore.
Really?
Got overgrown, if you remember it in its days of glory, beautiful course. Absolutely gorgeous. So I'm so happy Scambia County doing something with the park, and I know the folks up in Cantonment pretty proud about it.
Okay, and mentioned this before the break. Hamas is set to release 3 hostages this weekend, including a dual U.S. Israeli citizen, Yarden Bibas, Keith Siegel, and Ofer Calderon. Hope I said those names correctly. They will be handed over to Israel on Saturday. That's according to a Hamas spokesperson. Siegel is Israeli-American, and his wife was freed in late 2023 in the first prisoner hostage exchange. In exchange for the hostages, Israel will release more Palestinian prisoners. That's been kind of the give and take so far.
Okay, high tech coming to the border war here. Immigration authorities are using helicopters and high tech mapping software to catch undocumented migrants. Brooke Taylor has more from El Paso.
The agents with the Air and Marine Operations have night vision goggles on as they monitor a live camera feed. They were able to spot one group of migrants just miles away because of the light on one of their cell phones, the feed overlaid with a mapping software. These agents, they also use lasers that are only visible through their goggles. They can point the laser at a target. It locks onto its coordinates, allowing them to give the exact location to Border Patrol agents. The agents say with more manpower and help on the ground now, they are able to respond to more of these encounters. Our crew on the ground got video of where the migrants cut through the border wall before they were captured.
And one of the biggest names in American politics this week has been the nominee for Secretary of Health and Human Services, RFK Jr. He was asked to explain past statements that black people have better immune systems than white people. In day two of his confirmation hearings on Capitol Hill yesterday, he was questioned by Maryland Democratic Senator Angela Ossobrook. She's one of just two black women serving in the Senate. She asked him about a 2021 statement that black people shouldn't have the same vaccine schedule as whites because of a superior immune system. In response, Kennedy cited what he referred to as a series of studies supporting the concept of blacks having a stronger reaction to certain antigens. At the end of it all, Ossobrook said that she won't be voting to confirm President Trump's pick because his ideas are dangerous.
Okay, here's a good story. On Thursday, UWF received $18,500. It was a donation to the Dr. Greer Williams School of Music in support of Larry Butler Memorial Music Scholarship Fund. Larry Butler used to work at this radio station, and he was a historic musician, writer, huge, bigger than huge here. The new funds are a result of the fundraising effort during the Frank Brown International Songwriting Fest. Remember, we did this back in November. Mm-hmm. Pensacola native Larry Butler, he used to do a show here in town. A lot of the older Pensacolans will remember the Lynn Tony Show. It used to be on Channel 3, probably in the late 50s, early 60s or so. And he used to appear on there with his sister, Alva Butler. They were a brother and sister team. They used to sing and dance and things like that on the Lynn Tony Show. Remember it well. And also, I remember him very well working at this radio station. And he was a superior man. And he was a Pensacola native, Grammy Award-winning songwriter, producer, and like I said, former air personality when the 16 frequency used to be classic country.
Right.
And he used to do this. And boy, you couldn't get a better spokesperson for Nashville than Larry Butler. The scholarship provides financial assistance to UWF music students as they complete their degree program and completes their whole process of going through and getting your degree and this and all. Anyway, that money will help out some kids. And
all right.
Congratulations for those folks getting that $18,500 donation.
Yeah, that's awesome news there.
And Larry was a great guy.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
I loved his red Sonata. He had a convertible Sonata. One of those guys. Love that thing, man.
A great man with a great ride.
He really did have one.
Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker says he will block people convicted for their role in the January 6th attack from state jobs. The defendants were recently pardoned by President Donald Trump, of course, but Pritzker released a letter saying that no one who attempts to overthrow a government should serve in government. He's ordered the Department of Central Management Services to apply the state personnel code that rejects candidates for state jobs who have engaged in disgraceful conduct.
Okay, very interesting thing we're going to be watching this next half hour here. Tariffs on goods from Mexico, Canada, China could potentially affect the price of gas and other retail items. The Trump administration plans to slap 25% tariffs on all products from Canada and Mexico. That's going to be getting underway tomorrow. The overall price impact kind of remains unclear today. Sports, less than 7 minutes away on News Radio 92.3.
I'm John Saucier. President Trump signing executive actions at the Oval Office. Speaking to reporters, he says China, Canada, Mexico can now reverse tariffs set to take effect on Saturday.
We have big deficits with, as you know, with all three of them. And in one case, they're sending massive amounts of fentanyl, killing hundreds of thousands of people a year with the fentanyl. And in the other two cases, they're making it possible for this poison to get in.
Well, critics say these tariffs may drive up prices for Americans. The investigation continues regarding Wednesday night's plane and helicopter collision over the Potomac River. Investigators say the black box from Black Hawk helicopter has been recovered. Washington, D.C. Fire EMS Chief John Donnelly.
A lot of our operations, not all of them, but a lot of our operations today are focused on the helicopter.
And they're trying to figure out the elevation of the chopper at the time of the crash. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. Swiss pharmaceutical giant Novartis is reporting better than expected sales in the fourth quarter, but falling short of its own guidance over the full year stretch. Fourth quarter net sales rose 16% to $13.2 billion, which surpasses the nearly $12.8 billion estimated by LSEG analysts. The personal consumption expenditure rose 0.3% last month, according to U.S. government data, marking the largest gain since April. This puts the annual PCE rate at 2.8%. Economists with Dow Jones had anticipated a 2.6% annual increase. Meanwhile, that data, along with several earnings reports, were having an effect on Wall Street. Stocks were lower. The Dow lost more than 330. The S&P 500 dropped 30 points, and the NASDAQ lost 54. U.S. crude oil futures for March under $74 a barrel. That's your money now.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now, there's something you can do to
slow it down. Get it going slower.
Izervay is proven to slow GA progression.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Izervay or Avastin Captid Pagel is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. Izervay can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. Izervay may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about Izervay today.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Visit Izervay.com. That's Izervay.com.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute. John Calipari returns to Rupp Arena tomorrow as Arkansas plays Kentucky. Was Calipari perfect at Kentucky? Absolutely not. But he brought a bevy of stars to Lexington and won a championship. Kentucky fans wanted him out after last season, as it was clearly time for the Coach Cal era to end, and John departed for another SEC squad in Arkansas. Now the question is, what reception will Coach Cal receive on Saturday evening? And anything other than cheers is unacceptable. I'm Zach Gelb.
Welcome to TGL, presented by SoFi, golf's newest league, live on ESPN and ESPN Plus. It's 2 hours of hammer dropping, overtime forcing, playoffs on the line, golf, Tiger, Rory, and more of the best from the PGA Tour split into 16. Learn more at TGLGolf.com. Tune in every week for TGL matches. Keep up, it's golf.
Members, it's here. Milo's Rewards Week deals for members only are up for grabs. Get up to 40% off store-wide on hundreds of items. Plus, members save $10 per gallon of Stainmaster Performance interior paint. So what are you waiting for? Join for free today and get instant access to Milo's Rewards Week deals. Lowe's knows home improvement. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
It's football season, and now you can get anything you need for game day delivered with Uber Eats. Well, almost anything. You can't get a running back, but baby back ribs? Yes. Uber Eats, official on-demand food delivery partner of the NFL.
Sarah, Happy New Year. You look amazing. How are things with you and Mark?
Lisa, I can't thank you enough for telling me about Wave Men's Health. We've totally rediscovered each other. Mark's working out. Oh, and we're doing more as a family than laying around watching TV.
I told you, they're incredible. My husband and I had the same experience. It's like having that spark all over again, isn't it?
Exactly. It's more than the physical. It's the connection, the energy. It's the best gift we could have given ourselves.
This new year, make the resolution that changes it all. Wave Men's Health brings you proven options for ED, low testosterone, and enhancement. Reignite your drive, rebuild your confidence, and show up in the moments that matter most.
Here's to more love and more joy in the year ahead.
Cheers to that.
Book your appointment today at WaveMen'sHealth.com or dial 850-266-7020. That's WaveMen'sHealth.com or dial 850-266-7020. Wave Men's Health, making it happen.
The cost of healthcare is all in the news. Hi, I'm Meg, inviting you to tune in Monday at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel as ProHealth will be the guest. They will be discussing the ProHealth Medical Membership Program, as well as an offer of 20 affordable on-site ultrasounds. Find out how ProHealth can help you take out the stress and cost of healthcare on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Change. Positive change is happening all around us. Greater Pensacola is growing. And that's why I joined the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. Join us. The Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. We believe local businesses are the cornerstone of a great community.
Ready for intelligent and thought-provoking conversation? Tune in to the Guy Benson Show on News Radio Pensacola. Weekdays from 2 till 4 p.m. on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. Guy Benson, the brilliant and charismatic host, brings you a fresh perspective on the biggest stories of the day. Guy keeps you engaged and informed. Don't miss out on the intellectual thrill ride. Tune in to the Guy Benson Show on News Radio Pensacola from 2 till 4 p.m. It's the show that'll challenge your thinking and leave you wanting more. On News Radio Pensacola.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. I love rock and roll Friday afternoon.
Yeah, we're headbanging in this 5 o'clock hour.
Pass the hairspray. Chris Bryan, Austin Price, taking you home this afternoon. Appreciate that ride. Very busy weekend here sports-wise. Let me just start off. Tonight starts the weekend of another brutal matchup for the Ice Flyers. The good guys face Roanoke this evening, and then tomorrow night, in the Bay Center, Friday, and tonight you can actually help beat childhood cancer with the Rally Foundation. Tomorrow night, it is Mardi Gras night on the ice. Both nights, puck dropping at 7:05. And tomorrow, after the game, you can actually do a public skate. 9:30 or so, right after the Flyers game, the ice rink at the Bay Center is open to the public. And you can bring your own skates or rent some skates from the facility.
All right. Tonight, we've only got one men's college basketball game. We've been touching on some of the ranked action we've been getting throughout this work week. Tonight, it's just Indiana at number 10, Purdue. But on Saturday, we got a very loaded slate. Starting at 11 a.m. on ESPN, we got number 5, Florida at number 8, Tennessee. Other games throughout the day include number 20, Missouri at number 14, Mississippi State. Number 1, Auburn at number 23, Ole Miss. We've also got number 22, Texas Tech at number 6, Houston. North Carolina at number 2, Duke. North Carolina, they are 13-9 on the season, but you know, it's a big name, big rivalry. And then we got number 25 UConn at number 9 Marquette. So a very loaded slate. And Chris, you and I talked about this earlier this week, I believe. The SEC, several of those ranked teams I just named are in the SEC. They're just kicking butt in all sports now.
Nice for that. Preparation are underway for Super Bowl. Jared Max has the latest.
Fox on Football. I'm Jared Max. Before heading south to New Orleans for Super Bowl 59 on Fox, Philadelphia Eagles head coach Nick Sirianni got his game plan against the Chiefs in place.
A big chunk of it is ready to go, and so I won't share everything with you guys, but we'll practice, we'll be on the field, we'll be installing things. You got to get a good portion of it done because the schedule's a little different next week.
Eagles coach Nick Sirianni.
There's some different things that you got to handle next week, and you know, you might not have the all-day Tuesday meeting or an all-day Monday meeting because of media night that you would normally have as coaches.
Like Eagles coach Nick Sirianni, Chiefs coach Andy Reid knows the routine.
As coaches, we got to dig in and get going. Make sure that we can feed the players a good game plan. I know it's a two-week period before the game, but once you get down to New Orleans, it's a bit chaotic. So you want to make sure you take care of business now.
Chaotic plus Mardi Gras Tuesday. Jared Max, Fox News.
Chaotic. They don't know what chaotic is.
especially if they're expecting it to peak on Tuesday.
I'm telling you that. Hey, let's talk NBA real quick here. All-star rosters are all set to go, and Joe Morgan has them.
Victor Wembanyama certainly looks to be the future of the NBA, and now he'll be showcased in his first All-Star game. Wembanyama was named as one of 7 Western Conference reserves, along with Anthony Edwards, Anthony Davis, James Harden, Jaren Jackson Jr., Alperen Şengün, and Jalen Williams. In the Eastern Conference, Damian Lillard, Darius Garland, Jaylen Brown, Cade Cunningham, Tyler Hero, Evan Mobley, and Pascal Siakam will compete in San Francisco on February 16th. All-Star Weekend will have a new feel this year, as it will be a 4-team, 3-game, 1-night tournament, with 3 of the teams consisting of 8 All-Stars and the winning team from the Castrol Rising Stars being the 4th. Joe Morgan, Fox News.
Yeah, I mean, Victor Wembanyama, he's unbelievable. The last Spurs player, by the way, to be selected, because I didn't hear Joe Morgan say this, the last Spurs player to be selected to the All-Stars in his first two seasons was Tim Duncan in 1997. And when Wembanyama first came into the league, he was very young. He hadn't played, I mean, NBA, that's the pinnacle of basketball talent in the world. He hadn't played anyone like that consistently, at least. And he was getting comparisons to Duncan, and people were like, hold on, slow your roll. Don't set this kid up for failure. But now he's able to say, hey, look, my early accolades are kind of comparable to that of Duncan. So maybe some of those comparisons were a bit better founded than we thought.
Okay, a couple of events I just want to remind you about. Of course, Double Bridge Run tomorrow morning, 7 o'clock. They started at Wahoo Stadium over to the island. And then they made the adjustment, and we learned about this. The 2025 National Collegiate Beach Volleyball Championships, that is scheduled May 2nd through 4th, are now going to be played in Gulf Shores instead of Huntington Beach, California. So there's a couple of events that we wanted to pass along to you. And don't forget, Super Bowl next week should be pretty good. Philadelphia, Kansas City.
I'm hoping it's a good game. The last time they met up, it was a great game. Kind of had a controversial finish, but I think the final score was 38-35, if memory serves me. So it was a heck of a Super Bowl. I think the problem is KC has been dominant, and of course there's several moving pieces with that that people don't like. But then you've got the Eagles. They have a fan base that is known for not necessarily being Mr. Rogers-based. They're not exactly the nicest fan base out there. So that's why some people are just kind of rolling their eyes at it. But yes, at the very least, let's hope it's a good matchup.
Yeah, the Philadelphia Eagles are a very colorful crowd.
That's one way to put
you know,
it, sure.
You know what I'm saying? Gulf Breeze Zoo's reticulated giraffe is going to take center stage at Sunday's Kenya Day festivities.
Mm.
Kenya will be predicting whether there will be six more weeks of winter and who will be the winner of the upcoming Super Bowl game. Yeah, they're taking off the Puxatunny Phil thing here.
Right.
In terms of making the predictions. Kenya Day, 9:30 on Sunday at the giraffe exhibit in the Gulf Breeze Zoo.
Yeah, and I mean, as you said, driving by the zoo.
You always
about
see their head sticking up over the fence.
Yeah, so it's giraffes don't just have long necks and charisma.
Oh, but I will tell you one thing. And let me tell you about the experience at the Audubon Zoo in New Orleans. Mm. They will spit on you.
Really?
Oh, yeah. They put polyglass up because the giraffes will spit on you.
Well, that's not nice. My goodness. They're the Eagles fans of the animal
just
kingdom.
Like, just like camels, man. Camels will do the
oh,
same
Oh, camels,
thing.
Llamas, alpacas, anything of that
they will
breed.
Spit
yeah.
on you.
Yeah, they will.
Nasty.
Just about 5:45 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. Luckily, it's been a pretty smooth sailing evening. Thank you for staying safe on the roads out there. Not too much going on the roads. Even right now, from what I can see, we do have some minor backups on I-10 East if you are getting onto the interstate from Pine Forest Road. But outside of that one small spot, there's not too much holding you up. As for the weather, we're sitting at around 61 degrees, low of 48 tonight. And Saturday, Sunday, going to see those temperatures creep up, but it will be drier outside. No rain in sight. High of 65 on Saturday, high of 70 on Sunday.
Okay, here's some more numbers to digest. A closely watched inflation reading is in. Lillian Wu has the numbers on this trending story.
The latest read on inflation shows it worsened in December as expected. The Fed's preferred inflation measure, the Personal Consumption Expenditures, or PCE price index, accelerated slightly in December as price growth remained stubbornly above the central bank's annual target. The PCE rising 0.3% in December. It was up 2.6% from a year earlier. That matched expectations. Core PCE, which excludes volatile food and energy components, was up 0.2% in December and 2.8% year over year. The gain, the biggest since April, supports the Fed's latest decision to hold off on further rate cuts. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
And the White House says President Trump has ordered the FAA to review hiring standards. Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt said it will include a review of hiring decisions from the past 4 years. She added Trump took action before the collision by ending DEI hiring programs. And yesterday, Trump suggested diversity hirings may have contributed to Wednesday's collision. That was a very controversial take. Leavitt said the president continues to be in close contact with officials about the crash.
Maybe space agencies are doing things in reverse manner here. And what I'm talking about, you know, we have the two SUNY and Butch up there stuck for the past 7 months in the space station. Well, now, okay, we got them stuck, hadn't got them back yet, but what happens if they come back and there's an emergency? Well, they haven't thought this thing through either. So now the military is training members for astronaut rescue missions off right here the coast of Florida. Wow. Chris DeMeo has more of the details.
Crews from Hawaii, South Carolina, and Florida are preparing for an expected increase in human travel to space. They're focusing on operations critical for astronaut recovery missions like those from SpaceX and Boeing. Crewed launches and landings involving NASA and SpaceX have been carried out over the past several decades, with the Challenger and Columbia disasters serving as learning experiences. Chris DeMeo, Fox News.
All righty, 547 here. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. At around this time every hour, we'd like to give you another reminder of your stock numbers. They closed lower on Wall Street today. At the closing bell, we saw the Dow fall 337 points to 44,554. S&P 500 lost 30 points to 6040. And the NASDAQ fell 54 points to 19,627. And Chris, you were asking me to cue something up for you?
Yeah,
correct?
We're going to rack up 3642, if you don't mind. I want to talk about... of course, the Notre Dame, whatever you prefer, I call it Notre Dame. The controversy has hit Paris over repairs to the cathedral, and Greg Pollack has more from Paris.
There's a political flap in France over some new stained glass windows for the Notre Dame Cathedral. French President Macron is planning to install contemporary designs to replace some of the 19th century versions following renovation of the fire-ravaged landmark, even though the windows weren't damaged. Art and architecture experts are up in arms. Critics say the very unpopular Macron wants to leave his own mark on Paris for posterity for a price tag of over $4 million. Macron reportedly simply wants to remind the French about the fire and the restoration. The approval process is not complete, and there are attempts to block the move. If Macron succeeds, the windows would be replaced by next year. In London, Greg Palcott, Fox News.
And President Trump will meet with the CEO of the chip maker NVIDIA. This is the White House is reportedly considering pulling back on chip exports to China. The meeting with CEO Jensen Huang comes as the U.S. and China amp up their competition over AI development, with Chinese startup DeepSeek surging in popularity. NVIDIA's stock price dropped nearly 17% by market close on Monday as DeepSeek sealed its number one spot for free apps on the Apple App Store.
549, News Radio 92.3. Here's a good story I want to pass on to you. The Children's Home Society of Florida has received a $100,000 donation from the city of Pensacola. They're going to be launching the Hand Up for Youth program. The program addresses the increasing number of homeless youth in the local community. Scambia County saw 1,913 homeless youth during the last school year, making, and that marks, by the way, an 11% increase from the previous year. $100,000 going out.
Wow, that's some good news. And unfortunately, I don't have good news. Chris, a few minutes ago, we were talking about how Trump has been reacting to this DC crash that we had earlier this week. And one of the most controversial things he has said about it is that he kind of looped in DEI hires as something that could be to blame. And that's what's gotten a lot of people upset, including Reverend Al Sharpton. He's slamming Trump for blaming the DEI inclusion for the crash. And Trump said that, DEI lowered the standards. That's what he specifically said. Sharpton was quick to denounce the president, saying his remarks show a callous disregard for human life. At the same time, when first responders are still pulling bodies out of the Potomac River, the civil rights activist also said Trump is trying to use Black, Brown, and LGBTQ people as scapegoats.
Okay, I want to tag on to that story because this afternoon, I told you earlier, there was an American flight leaving a little bit... latter part of 3 o'clock, I think it was like 3:54 or so. It was a departure to a Reagan airport in Washington. That flight canceled simply because Reagan, the runways are still closed as search and recovery operations continue in Washington, D.C. With the latest, Grady Trimble is at Reagan National this afternoon.
The airport manager was asked several times about the safety of the airspace around Reagan National Airport, and each time he deferred to the FAA. He was also asked about a preliminary FAA report which found that staffing for air traffic control at the time of the crash was not normal. The report says, reportedly, that there was one air traffic controller communicating with both planes and helicopters when typically those two jobs are done by two separate people. So that's certainly something that the NTSB is going to look into as part of this investigation.
Alrighty, just about 5:52 here. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. We're going to take one last quick break. When we return, though, Warner Brothers and DC Comics are being sued by the estate of Superman co-creator Joe Shuster. Why and more coming up.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
Why is Bray Jewelers the best place to buy an engagement ring? Come in and see our selection. I promise you, we have more diamond engagement rings than you'll see anywhere in the panhandle of Florida. But it's what you do for people that they don't expect that they remember. The little things that we do, we want to deliver special experiences for you at Bray. We love doing what we do, and we love making people happy. We want every person that walks into the store to feel like you're part of our family. I want everybody to have an amazing experience at Bray Jewelers.
I occasionally have nerve discomfort in my hands, so the things I love to do...
Let's play something, Grandma!
...became difficult as I got older.
If you have occasional stabbing and burning in your hands and feet, try Nervive Nerve Relief. Nervive's clinically studied dose of alpha-lipoic acid reduces occasional nerve discomfort in as little as 7 days with continued daily use. Say yes to healthy nerves with Nervive Nerve Relief.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Teachers shape the future. Right now, in a classroom somewhere in the United States, there's a teacher inspiring a future scientist who'll make preventing pandemics their life's work. Sharpening the mind of an aspiring environmentalist who'll help combat climate change. And generating possibilities for a student who'll be the first in their family to graduate college. Explore a career that leaves a legacy you can be proud of. Teach. Learn more and receive free support at teach.org.
When breaking news hits, we're there to cover it. Fox News, WER-TV, News Radio Team on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryant, Austin Price. Just breaking, we're monitoring Fox this afternoon. There's been an airplane crash in Philadelphia. The aircraft reportedly crashed into a mall up there. It's just now breaking, and we'll have some more information on this as we follow this for you, but just happening minutes ago. This is in Philadelphia. A plane crash has been reported and struck a mall up there. That's basically what we know at this point, but we will stay on it for you as things come out of Philadelphia this afternoon. A Detroit rapper is suing rideshare Lyft for discrimination after a driver refused to let her in his car because she was just too darn big to get in the car. Fox affiliate WJBK Fox 2 in Detroit. Here's Jessica Dumback.
I've been in cars smarter than that.
Deja Blanding tells us she was just trying to get to a Detroit Lions watch party this month when her Lyft rolled up.
As I'm walking, I see him like making faces or whatever. I'm like, oh man.
She already knew.
I can fit in his car.
No, believe me, you can.
He told her there's not enough room in his car. The driver said his tires could not handle her weight. He apologized, canceled the ride, and left her there.
It really hurt my feelings.
It looks like Lyft might be hurting pretty soon, too.
I knew it was illegal, and I knew that it was wrong.
Her attorneys, John Marco and Zach Runyon, say weight is a protected characteristic in Michigan by law.
Wow. All right.
Does that mean there's a lot of heavy people in Michigan? If that's enacted into law.
Well, heck, I've always heard that there's a lot of heavy folks just in America, period. But because America, they say it has a rising obesity problem.
Oh, you're absolutely right.
But the thing is, Michigan may just be, if they don't have a weird, unexplainable uptick of heavy people, it may just be a matter of them being more.
Now, there's nothing wrong with being accommodating. Heavy. I'm not saying that. I'm just was saying the fact that, is that into the law? There's a weight
I guess
element into their law. I'd like to find out more about that one.
Well, you know, before we go any further, speaking of cars, let me just get a very quick check of the roads and weather here. Not too much going on the road. Still have those backups on I-10 East if you're getting onto the interstate from Pine Forest Road. And as for the weather, 61 degrees, low of 48 tonight. Go ahead.
Maybe the guy had a little smart car or something, like one of those little two-seaters.
I don't know.
I feel sorry for the lady.
Yeah, I mean, that's embarrassing.
Well, you know, not only, you know, doggone it, she's probably working hard to try to get the weight off.
I hope so.
I do, too. And I'm sorry she had to go through that whole debacle. There is something bothering a lot of people. And the question this afternoon is, are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
What is that little V on your favorite sweatshirt? Do you know what they're talking about?
I may.
Matt Murphy has an explanation for us.
Fox Facts.
Ever notice the V-shaped stitching under the crew neck collar of some of your favorite sweatshirts? It's called a V-notch, V-insert, or Dorito stitch. And while it might seem purely decorative, it actually has a practical history behind it. Back in 1926, Benjamin Russell Jr., a quarterback at the University of Alabama, was frustrated with the itchy, uncomfortable wool jerseys he and his teammates wore during practice. So he teamed up with his father, Benjamin Russell Sr., to create a solution, a soft, breathable cotton garment that became known as the sweatshirt. They added the V-notch with a thicker piece of cotton to absorb sweat from the neck and chest area and to reinforce the collar, preventing it from stretching out of shape. This design innovation led to the founding of Russell Athletic in 1930, changing the way athletes dressed. Today, the V-notch remains a signature design element on many sweatshirts. Matt Murphy, Fox News.
All righty, you learn something new every day. And I mentioned this before the break. Warner Brothers and DC Comics being sued by the estate of Superman co-creator Joe Shuster. Lawsuit aims to invalidate the studio and comic publisher's copyright claims in a number of foreign markets ahead of the release of a new Superman movie this summer. The estate is looking to assert copyright claims in Australia, Canada, Ireland, and the UK. The lawsuit argues the Superman copyright in those jurisdictions have previously reverted back to Shuster's estate.
Ah, boy, so toad. Technical today.
Drama.
It really is. Who owns that phony photograph you asked the AI to conjure up there? Well, you might want to ask. Eben Brown explains.
The U.S. Copyright Agency this week issued its guidance on the works created using generative artificial intelligence, the kind of AI that makes things based on what you ask it to do. Copyright laws haven't quite caught up to this new phenomenon in which a human isn't doing the creating his or herself, but is giving a computer instructions and letting the computer make creative decisions. The guidelines state the AI itself isn't the copyright holder, and that since the user of the AI can keep refining the request to get a more desired outcome, the user is the author using a tool. Eben Brown, Fox News.
Fascinating.
Yeah, I guess.
You're the one who pulled up the story. You're like, yeah, sure, whatever.
Sure, why not?
It's kind of cool.
It really is, when you come to think about it.
Yeah.
Coming up next hour, we got some more sports coming up here. We're going to go over those market numbers for you. In case you missed them, we'll talk about the mortgage numbers for if you're buying a home or selling a home. A lot of information. Be with us next hour. All right, see
you're
you
listening to News Radio 92.3 WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.